Ukraine security issue.
Updated schedules of daily 8-hour-long power outages have been introduced in the Lviv region, announced Maxim Kozitsky, head of the Lviv region military administration. Even critical infrastructure facilities, such as boiler stations, polyclinics, and communication stations, are subject to the electricity cuts. Energy engineers have resorted to such measures due to problems in the system. The regional energy company says that the outages are a step towards stabilizing the situation. The state-owned Trader Energy Company of Ukraine carried out a test import of electricity from Romania on Sunday, 27th of November, reads a report of the company's press service. Test supplies are needed in order to check the technical possibility of importing electricity from Europe in case of such a need. As we have reported earlier, Ukraine has previously carried out a test import from Slovakia. The US could soon announce a new assistance package for Ukraine's energy system, reads a report by Reuters, who published the information citing a source among high-ranking officials in the State Department. A US official who had informed the journalists said that Washington has been in communication with American suppliers of utility services and equipment, as well as with European countries. They have found the equipment that could help restore the high-voltage electricity transmission stations that have been damaged by Russian missile strikes. Since the beginning of the full-scale war against Ukraine, Russia has launched over 16,000 missile strikes. 97% of the targets were civilian objects, stated Ukraine's defense minister Oleksiy Reznikov. According to him, Ukraine is fighting against a terrorist state. As of 1st of September, Ukraine's total losses from the war exceeded $127 billion, reads a report by the Kyiv School of Economics. The North Atlantic Alliance is increasing military aid to Ukraine in order to protect Ukrainian infrastructure from Russian attacks in face of the approaching winter. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said during a two-day NATO summit in Bucharest. Stoltenberg is convinced that the Kremlin is carrying out deliberate attacks upon civil infrastructure in order to paralyze Ukraine. He called on allies to increase winter aid for Kyiv. We remind you that the meeting of NATO ministers of foreign affairs is underway in Bucharest on the 29th and 30th of November. According to Yuri Ihnat, spokesman for the Air Defense Forces of Ukraine, it would be possible to protect a large section of Ukrainian territory from Russian shelling with a couple of Patriot anti-aircraft air defense systems. Yuri Ihnat says the Patriot is a modern and efficient complex. There are several modifications of the Patriot. If we take the 150-kilometer range system, the enemy will certainly take it into consideration, and enemy aircraft will stay out of this range, knowing that otherwise they will be destroyed. A couple of such systems or divisions would significantly strengthen Ukraine's existing air defense. The air defense forces have determined this as a priority. The weapons we are getting today are fantastic, but it is NASAMS, IRIS-T and the Patriot that should serve as the foundation of our new air defense system. In combination with air defense of ground forces, it will be an echeloned air defense system that will protect our skies. In the meantime, Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki on Monday once again urged Germany to provide Ukraine with Patriot anti-aircraft missile systems. Morawiecki believes that these weapons will also serve as defense for the skies of Poland. Previously, Polish President Andrzej Duda said that it would be better for Polish security to deploy the Patriot on Ukrainian territory, close to the border with Poland. But the final word is with Germany. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg stated that it is Germany who must decide whether to provide Ukraine with the Patriot system. Christina Hoffmann, a representative of the German government, said that Germany is negotiating with allies the possibility of providing Ukraine with the Patriot air defense system. Writer Volodymyr Vakulenko was killed by Russian occupiers in the Kharkiv region. The information was confirmed as journalists of the Suspilne Investigation Department received the results of DNA testing and photographic evidence. Vakulenko was a children's writer, poet, and laureate of numerous literary awards. He went missing near Izum in March this year. His parents spent more than 6 months looking for their son. It later became known that he was abducted by the Russian occupiers. After the Ukrainian forces liberated Izum, a mass burial site was discovered in the city. As of the beginning of September, over 400 bodies were found there. A local funeral service was carrying out the burials. They kept a record of the graves on site. Suspilne journalists learned that Volodymyr Vakulenko was under number 319 in the record journal. Volodymyr Vakulenko has a young son with a disability who is in need of special care. Since the beginning of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, 50,000 people have been reported missing. Currently, the police service has been able to locate almost 30,000 people, said Alena Matveeva, a representative of the Ministry of Internal Affairs of Ukraine. The majority of missing persons reports are filed in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions.